pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, so a few weeks ago, I had a customer sign up on the website, but prior to signing up, he went to Sturgis Credit Repair and scheduled a phone consultation to kind of go over his credit situation to see if credit repair would even be beneficial to him. Long story short, this guy has always had great credit. I believe he said his credit scores are normally above 750, but over the last year, his credit scores have actually dropped into the 500. So like 200 points lower, or a little over 200 points lower than where his credit scores usually sit at throughout the year. And I'm like, wow, yeah, something definitely has affected your credit scores. And for some weird reason, he couldn't remember if he missed payments or I think he works a lot, so he doesn't really look at his finances much or whatever the case is. But, you know, me being me, I'm like, yeah, look, let's just look. The first month of service is free. Let's just see exactly what's on your credit. Let's get you signed up and I can see exactly what's on there. We can kind of go from there and let you know, what's going to be beneficial for you or what you can do on your own to kind of increase your scores. Or if you want to use the service, you know, let's just take a look at your credit. Normally, I don't need people to sign up to give them an answer. But anytime that they don't know exactly what's going on with their credit, if you don't know what's going on, then I won't know if you can't tell me if you missed a payment or not, or if you have a collection account on your credit or not. So the best thing to do, if you don't know what's on your credit, let's sign up and see exactly what's on there. There's no service charge the first month anyway. So long story short, after the consultation, the very next hour or so, this guy signed up and I got the alert and we looked at his credit report and we're like, this is strange. Like, he's in the 500s, but our system isn't like notifying us about how many negative accounts are on his credit report. So when a client enrolls into our credit repair service, everything is automated. So like, it sends them the enrollment assessment email where they complete everything, sign up for credit monitoring, and then it imports all of their credit data into our system and it shows us the credit scores, how many positive accounts he have, how many negative accounts. So when we went to his account, we saw that he had like 25 positive accounts. And we're like, dang, he got some strong credit history, 25, 24 accounts that's never been late. And then we're scrolling down and it says zero negative accounts. And we're like, man, that's technology for you. There must be a glitch between the credit monitoring service and our system. The negative items that's causing his credit scores to be in the 500s, it didn't transfer over. So we had to manually import his credit report. And then going down the list, I'm literally looking at his credit report and we're like, there's nothing on here that's negative. And we get down to credit card utilization. His credit cards are maxed out. So this is a perfect example that you can have bad credit with literally zero late payments, zero collections. Literally, if you want, zero hard inquiries, those don't really matter. But he literally had a perfect credit profile as far as his payment history. However, his credit cards were maxed out and it dropped his scores from the 700s to the 500s, 200 points. Just from these cards being maxed out. So we gave him a game plan. We told him that the cards are due on the due date. It's good to pay those balances in full so he's not charged interest and his credit card debt is going up every single month. We talked to him about paying the credit cards off, leaving them at zero until the statement date has closed, because right now his balances are maxed out every month on the statement closing date, which means his credit scores are just gonna suck until his credit card debt get under control. So this is a great reminder for any of y'all who are watching this on YouTube or listening on Spotify or any audio platform. if you have credit cards, please understand those are the most powerful things on your credit report because they affect your scores the fastest. 1 month, you can have an 800 credit score. A month later, if you have maxed out credit cards, your credit scores can go from an 800 to a 500. So be mindful to use your credit cards if you need to, but only spend what you know you can pay off by the due date. Or if you're using it for business or anything like that, business expenses, make sure you already have the money to cover it before you swipe that card, because credit cards will definitely affect your credit. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.